And now, the Sloan Baxter Agency, find purveyors of creative intelligence and easily found online at SloanBaxter.com, proudly present another episode of Google Analytics' highest charting show. Give or take, it's a show. And now, the official intro. Welcome to the only podcast on the planet that gives you an hour's worth of awesome in 30 minutes or less. I'm GA, and this week we'll launch the Intern Army Jingle Project. We'll talk about the tap, our stats, and the smoking app. First off, we're going to take attendance. Intern Ava?
Hi.
Sparky?
Yo.
What are you doing here?
Beaker?
Hello.
Where's intern Scooby Sway?
Here.
All right, something new this week on It's a Show. Our intern army of two, Scooby Sway and intern Ava, are going to attempt to create an It's a Show jingle. So Scooby Sway is the guitar guy, and Ava's drumming and bass playing, but this
piano.
Time you're going to do piano. You're going Billy Joel. See, that's not a stunt player. That's actually intern Ava. Okay, Scooby Sway, let's see what you got in the guitar. This could be world class, you guys. This could be awesome. All right, this is awesome. So we're going to give you about 20 minutes to work on things ish, and then so just need something that's, you know, has impact. We'll put us on the map, something professional.
Ite.
Did you just say ite?
Yeah.
I want to thank Peeker for the accoutrements to the broadcast today. We all got Tim Hortons.
You bet.
And it's a beauty. Mine's black the way God intended it to be. Sparky is rocking some type of sugar
sweet,
and
sweet
and everything nice over there. What do you got?
Double double.
The dub dub. The double double.
Oh, I have a Tex massage.
Oh, who's this now? Renee Moulton.
Oh, it's my second job cleaning lady.
Somebody's trying to contact us during the broadcast.
Tomorrow. Nice.
Peeker and I were having this conversation. What we think we should do is get a whiteboard and then keep our stats for roll up the rim to win wins. And for those in San Jose, California, and in China, our listeners there, I'm not sure if they understand what roll up the rim to win is. In a nutshell, the greatest marketing gimmick in the history of marketing gimmicks. The coffee cup has an opportunity, not on one side anymore like it used to, but on both sides, to roll up the rim of the cup and discover whether or not you're a winner. You can win coffee, donuts, cars, barbecues.
Someone from 928 is calling.
That might be our guest.
Our special guest is Curtis Hargrove. He's reaching us from his winter home in Arizona. Is that correct, Curtis?
You betcha. Yeah, I'm just visiting my grandparents right now.
Your poolside? Poolside with old people.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Actually, we're just having a jam session out back. This guy's playing guitar right now, and he just sang a good cover of Darius Rucker, Wagon Wheel.
Sweet. Nice. Where'd you dig this guy up?
I don't know. He just comes out. They all come out every year, actually. Most of them for Canada, and some of them are for the U.S., and it's nice. I like to see them. Like I said, I made a post earlier. It's really good to see these guys get together as a community, and it makes you realize how important life is and just to live the moment.
Nice, man. Hey, thanks. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Curtis Hargrove is our special guest, and we're talking about your nationwide tour. You went across Canada.
I actually ran across Canada for the Stollery Children's Hospital. I was averaging about 50 kilometers a day. Some days I was running 70 to 80 kilometers a day just to make up time. I ran from St. John's, Newfoundland to Victoria, BC, and ended up raising close to $250,000 for the Stollery Children's Hospital.
Why did you decide to do this?
Fundraising has always been in my background. My grandfather is a huge role model of mine. When I was 18, I actually ran 1,450 kilometers across all of Alberta and British Columbia, from Coal Lake, Alberta, to Port Coquitlam, BC, which is Terry Fox's hometown, and raised $50,000 for the Terry Fox Foundation. And then I got a phone call while I was in Red Deer College from a little girl who was diagnosed with cancer, and she had a rare tumor in her foot, and she asked if I could help. So, I don't know, I was kind of in a down part in my life. Being in college, I got in the party scene, quit the soccer team, quit the running team, and I don't know, just one night I was traveling home, and I was like, what am I doing with my life? And the next morning, I got that phone call from my local radio station, K-Rock, and they said, this little girl wants your help. So I traveled from Coal Lake to Edmonton, and I met with this family, and I just said right then and there, I was going to run across Canada.
Wow. So how does a guy, after you make that life-changing decision, how do you prepare for that mission?
Well, the thing is like I was always around, like I was sports-orientated, so I played I played hockey, soccer, basketball, volleyball, did track and field, cross country, internationally. So I just used the physical fitness that I had, and then I focused on mainly spending a lot of time around my family and friends before I traveled out. And basically, it's just a lot of heart and dedication.
This might be a frivolous question, but what was the hardest part of the journey and the coolest part of the journey?
I think the hardest part of the journey was definitely coming around from Sault Ste. Marie to Thunder Bay, that area in northern Ontario. There's not much for service. You're going through a lot of hilly areas. I think that was one of the hardest parts. And I think the most exciting part was when I actually made it to Cold Lake. My dad couldn't have said it any better. He said it was going to be picturesque. He said, when I came over the hills in Cold Lake, he said, you know, the sun's going to be shining. It's going to be a beautiful day. Sure enough, that's exactly what it was. It was August 21st. It was a Sunday. Came up over the hills. The whole city shut down. We had the veterans right in front of me. We had the rodeo queen on her horse. We had the police and the fire trucks, and the whole city shut down. And just running through, not seeing my family for over 6 months. Everything was live streamed. We had a van in front of us with an iPad, so they were live streaming it. My family's sitting at the Energy Center waiting, knowing that I'm there, but they couldn't see me until I arrived.
Wow. What a story, man. That's awesome. I think one time I put $1.77 in the Salvation Army kettle. Unbelievable.
But, you know, like, I got to know Curtis a couple years back before he decided to do this run. And, I mean, we laugh. But, you know, the guy's in, he was in pretty pristine shape as it was anyways. I mean, we picked him up for a hockey tournament. And we thought, hey, you know, this guy's going to kind of help us out. Well, he was our ringer.
Nice.
This guy. And you know, I won't get too much into detail, but I'm telling you, this guy's incredible. I'll tell you that right now.
I played 3 games without a cup in that.
Yeah, I know.
And did you win the cup?
Wait, no. Okay, I'm gonna tell the one story here. I gotta tell it. We're in the final game. The night before, we all kind of, you know, we were celebrating because we're actually in the A side final, right?
And I remember this. I'm sorry.
You remember this, right? Quite well. Okay. So we're all pretty in bad shape. So anyway, we were down a couple goals.
We were down by 3.
Down by 3. So Curtis, who's double shifting because all of us are useless, he comes off after one of his shifts, walks right by everybody, right to the garbage can, throws up, hops the boards, back on for his shift, goes down and scores a goal. It was incredible.
Hardcore, man.
It was incredible. I've never seen that. Ever since then, I'm like, this guy.
Minus the fact that I missed the net completely and the puck bounced off the boards back to my stick and I put it in.
That's right.
So you took your own assist.
He took his own assist.
Yeah. I meant to do that.
But that was the momentum shift that we needed because we came back from like a 5-goal deficit.
Yeah, we lost by 1, and it was only because the other team stacked their team with kids that play in the States.
You got one of those minds that just says, okay, it's not can we do it, it's how we're going to get it done.
Yeah, and that's exactly how it is. I mean, everything I've done, and actually, I wanted to tell you guys what I've got next, but I'm not announcing it yet, so we'll have to do another little interview, but I don't do things by the book. I just wing it.
Okay.
I just say, hey, like, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. And because of all the support I have in the community and around, I just randomly come up with these ideas. I'm like, hey, I'm going to do a fundraiser idea. Let's go. Let's do it. And I just believe that everything in life happens for a reason, and it's meant to work its way out. Like, there was times on my run across Canada where I didn't have any sponsorship money. We had a little bit of food left. My driver, Morgan, she, you know, I'd be, make sure she was eating. Sometimes I skipped out on meals and said, oh, I wasn't hungry, so that I knew she would be in good health because I needed her to continue on, right? Because my support crew was just as important as I was.
Man, I was following you every step of the way on that. That was crazy. Like,
yeah, didn't,
huge
didn't
admiration.
You feel like you had to give up at certain points along that? I've driven through Ontario, and I almost went insane because it takes so long. Forget about running.
Oh, yeah. The amount of support you have, and the big thing I always said is what I go through is nothing compared to what these children go through every day. I mean, these kids are going through chemo treatments. They're going through transfusions. They're going through heart and lung transplants. And I said, you know what? I'm an able-bodied person, and I think that's the big thing about it is that, knock on wood, I've never had anything wrong with me. For me, I would rather see myself go through pain than any of these people go through pain.
You're an extraordinary guy.
Incredible.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. At the end of the day, I just want to see everybody everybody be healthy, and I want to see everybody live a good life. If I have to make myself hurt a little bit just so that these people can make their day, I will.
Well, I'm going to have to rethink my entire life now, Curtis. Thank you very much. Curtis, thanks for your time. Get back to the music jam. You're probably missing all kinds of Hootie and the Blowfish tunes over there in Arizona.
We'd like to drink this to REM because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be a band, and this is for them. Only want to be with you.
There you go.
Good, good.
Dog's breakfast at night.
Roll up the rim to win.
Yeah, okay, so Sparky, you're done yours first.
That's right.
So what do you got? You pounded that sucker.
Roll up. Well, it was only a
it's
small.
All the sugar and cream.
It was only a small, and I got here late, so it was room temperature.
Is this a small? I thought this was a large.
So I got a Please Play Again, Rizviz SUVP. Oh, we have a so, French intern, Evie.
Le en français.
Can you...
Gagner un café corset ou original.
Whoa.
Dark or original coffee.
Winner.
You winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So, what are the rules of the Roll of the Rim if it was gifted?
If there are no rules unless it's pre-agreed upon.
If it's a car, then it's gifted back.
Okay, I got nothing. I got Bupkis on my cup.
Uh-oh.
Wait, I got to...
Yes, I rolled up both sides.
I can't do this. I gotta use my teeth.
Oh,
you don't use your teeth.
Double thumb action.
You squish.
I can't. No. I'll spill it.
Oh,
you still got
done.
Okay.
Well, you never roll it when you're still enjoying. Okay, well,
that's the thing. I save it for the as long as I can because it's like this delayed gratification. What's gonna happen next?
Well, I have this like peer pressure going on that you guys are done your coffee.
It's legalized gambling and it's awesome, right? Good. Seriously.
Where would you put the Tim Hortons Roll of the Rim whiteboard? That's what I want to know.
We don't have one yet, so, you know.
We could
just stack the losers and then...
The winners.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be a nice... That's a good idea.
...photo for later.
Okay, so we'll stack all the loser cups, and then we'll take pictures of the winner cups. Yeah.
Like two columns, I think.
Two columns?
Yeah.
Okay, but I want to use the coupon, but I guess I can just rip it off.
You rip the coupon,
yeah,
and
you
then
rip
you
the
stack
cup apart.
The cup in the winning... Stack.
So I'm going to have a lot of stank cups in
that's right.
It's a Show World HQ. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
The dogs will get into it.
All right.
A lot of.
That'll go over big.
It's a show. Kitty Lily is hanging out here.
Okay. Did you see anybody else see online about the Big Mac secret sauce for sale for $25,000 or something? The secret ingredients, the secret sauce?
Isn't it Thousand Islands dressing?
But it's got chunks in there.
That'd be relish.
Yeah, but it's got chunks, right? Like, what is the chunks in the secret sauce?
Like, it's basically tartar sauce with Thousand Island.
I love tartar sauce.
Yeah, me too. Homemade?
It's pretty much relish.
It's good stuff, whatever it is.
Do you know, I think we talked about this before, but my old neighbor on our farm, just outside of Saskatoon, he claimed to have 49 of the Colonel's 50 secret herbs and spices.
What?
How?
And he made some wicked chicken all the time, man. It was great.
Really?
Yeah, homemade KFC. It was awesome.
We were talking the other day, getting a bucket of chicken,
yeah,
but just the skin. Mm. That needs to be a thing.
Yeah, like the muffin tops and chicken skin. Yeah. I always say that. That would be good.
You know what?
KFC rules with that. What about the double dog down? Did you guys eat one of those yet?
I did.
You ate one?
I did. I ate one, and I literally drank probably about 4 liters of water.
It was a little
right
salty.
Salty? It was salty.
Mystery meat sandwiched between
it was
some chicken skins.
It was so salty. Like, and it had like bacon, like the bacon and I was sick for like 4 days.
Seriously,
after.
Now we're not going to get KFC to sponsor us. Thanks for nothing.
Every day, all over town, women have a question on their minds.
What should I serve for dinner tonight?
And every day, all over town, Colonel Sanders and his boys are cooking up the answer. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Every piece of that tender young chicken is seasoned in Colonel Sanders' secret recipe. Let the Colonel and his boys answer the question of what to get for dinner. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
This is Colonel Sanders, and I'm happy to say it's time for another two-for-one sale. In all of my Kentucky Fried Chicken stores across Canada, when you buy one snack pack at the regular price, you get another one free. That's my Cross Canada two-for-one sale, Thursday, April the 26th only.
Finger licking good.
Finger licking good.
What's the cinnamon challenge?
It's where you have to take a spoonful of cinnamon and eat it.
And watch the medicine go down.
Whoa.
You should go get some. You can do it right now.
A spoonful of cinnamon.
Well, you're the intern.
Oh. Yeah, you're the intern. Like, so we're not doing it.
You know, not a chance.
Okay, so let's harken back to the day.
All right.
When Sparky and I started this little Renegade podcast.
Right.
And we decided to set goals because goals are important. And when we achieve the goals, we get to celebrate. That's more important. In the early days, it involved a lot of rum.
Yeah.
I think the inspiration for our new set of goals, like our old set of goals, could come from our stats department. Now, our stats department has changed hands. Sparky is no longer involved in the statistical area.
No.
That's gone on to Peaker because he's good with numbers. And you had a look at our Google Analytics.
I did.
And what do you figure?
Two listeners in China.
Two listeners in China?
I'm telling.
That's amazing. Yeah. In China.
How do you say hello in China?
It's not konnichiwa because that's Japanese, right?
What would you say?
Two in China.
I got a great idea. Okay, so if we can double our Chinese listenership in, let's give ourselves a reasonable amount of time, like four more episodes. If we can double our Chinese listenership to four, then we will celebrate with Chinese food.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you into that or what?
Authentic.
Bad rice.
Chinese food, though.
Yeah.
Like not authentic.
I don't care. I got to have chicken balls.
Yeah, it's
that's real Chinese.
Right.
Ginger beef.
I'm pretty sure that's Chinese Canadian.
Okay, whatever we're going to do. I'll do my celebration, you do your own.
All right. I will.
Do we still have that? Like when we started, we had this epic concentration of fans in San Jose, California. How are we doing in Cali?
Well, we are. I mean, we had last episode around 25 plays.
25 plays from Cali.
No, I couldn't really. I'm not that great with analytics, so just
you're not great with microphone technique yet.
Oh, right.
You gotta talk into the microphone.
Right.
Otherwise, over top doesn't.
Well, I'm trying.
I want to hear how
someone's
your
not
timber.
A former radio person.
No, I'm just.
You're on the right side this episode, so that's good.
Right.
Okay, so San Jose, we got about 25 fetches. Is it a fetch when they grab it from the server?
It's a play.
So it could be some of the same people playing it multiple times because they didn't finish?
Correct.
Or what do you think, Spark?
It could be one person playing it 25 times.
Yeah, sure. A play is a play.
Play is a play.
That's how we sell sponsorship, right?
Who would listen to one episode 20 times, to be honest?
I don't know, Speaker, because we haven't sold any sponsorship. Wow. The media kit is almost finished.
Hello in Chinese is ni hao.
Ni hao.
Nice.
Good job, intern Ava. We should do a weather forecast, a little weather report for our listeners in San Jose. Intern Ava, can you dig one up on San Jose, California weather report for today on the iPad, please?
I'm going to California in June.
Are you really?
And
I did not
road
know
tripping to Las Vegas
right
as
on.
Well.
That's, okay.
That's pretty cool.
So I don't know what that means, but I will be...
Can you go check on our fetch plays and see who's playing with our fetches?
Maybe we'll fetch a play and stream it on the drive.
Maybe we can do our own PodCon.
PodCon.
Yeah, PodCon.
That's a great idea.
Sparky's going to be in California.
PodCon. Oh my God. You got to do different little memos all the way along whenever you get a chance when you stop at a gas station and whatever and just highlights of your Southern California
PodCon.
Tour.
So today Sparky's going to be at the Texaco station signing autographs.
So we can alert the public and all your fans. That's a great idea.
Right?
That's funny.
Okay.
Weather.
San Jose, California. You got. Is there
San Jose?
Home of the Sharks.
Which are totally tanking right now.
Sharks are tanking. Very good. I like it. We've got a couple of Canadian teams to worry about that are tanking.
The Oilers and Leafs.
Let's not even get on that topic.
Oilers and Leafs. Battle of the Titans tonight. How about that, man? What a matchup.
Hey, because there's no goal.
San Jose, it's 19 degrees.
19? What would that be in Fahrenheit for her?
Yeah, you got to translate that to Fahrenheit.
67
degrees in San Jose, California tonight. And we say konnichiwa or haomagu. No. What is
ni
it?
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao to all of our California listeners.
Ni hao.
As well. You guys are rocking. I'm serious. I love the fact that we got listeners in California. That just makes my day.
Sponsors, sign up.
We're going to have a sponsorship discussion at a later date. I discovered that Sobeys, the grocery chain, has 15% off the first Tuesday of every month. And there's a recession on, kids. I'm not sure if you're aware. My bill was $83, and I only paid $70.
Welcome to 2015. Sobeys has been offering that since forever.
Yeah. And you know what? So when you're a young single or a married couple, when Therese and I were first married, we cut coupons and we had a calculator shopping and everything. Yeah, and then, you get a line of credit and you get whatever. Money's no object. And you don't worry about 15% off Tuesday until the line of credit's full. And then, then you suddenly start paying attention.
You start rethinking the coupon clipping.
Another money-related story we should talk about is the tap. I experienced my first tap this week.
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
The tap card. The debit card with the tap.
Oh, I've been doing that for months.
I've never known. They give you the card. All they say you can tap. It says tap on the thing. I don't know what that means. No one showed me.
Whoa.
Intel Peaker showed me this week.
Welcome to 2012. Yeah.
And it was awesome. Like, you don't have to punch in all the hoopla.
You know what else you can do?
Tap.
You can put your Tim Hortons card, your Timmy cards, onto your app and just show them your phone. They scan your phone.
Show them your phone.
Scan your phone. Boom, boom. Voodoo.
Get out of here.
It's the craziest thing.
Loving it.
Whoa.
All right.
Speaking of which, I'm almost close to
you. You haven't rolled yet, have you?
No.
He's okay. Nursing that cold ice cap.
You know what? This human being, we should have told your friend Curtis on the phone this. You quit smoking.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. As an athletic guy, he would have been proud to hear you say that.
He would have been, actually. I should have said something. Yeah. He was actually bugging me back then to quit smoking.
Yeah. When you first met him, what year would that have been?
2010.
2010. Okay. Yeah. So you quit just before Christmas, correct?
No, just after.
Just after.
So the 27th of December.
As soon as you got rid of all of the company and the in-laws and everything, you said, I can do this now.
Yeah, this is like, I had to be in a real special place, man.
So you're telling me that you do not miss standing outside in your porch in minus 40 having a cig? You don't miss that?
No, actually, I don't. You know, when I started smoking, it was cool to smoke.
In a nationwide survey, doctors in all branches of medicine were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" The brand named most was Camel's. Tens of thousands of doctors, general practitioners, surgeons, specialists, doctors in every branch of medicine were included. And according to this nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camel's than any other cigarette. Try Camel's yourself, the cigarette so many doctors enjoy.
You know, it's like, hey.
Now it's flipped.
It's flipped. It's not cool to smoke. So I'm the loser outside by myself. You know, if I'm at parties or socializing or at...
Because when you have a couple of cocktails, you felt like really smoking then, right?
Yeah. And so I got lonely. Yeah. And so I said, you know what? Enough of this loneliness. I'm going to quit smoking.
So it's a mental health thing too. And the coolest thing that I've found out of your journey, as far as the show goes, anyway, is there's an app that tallies up how much money you've saved since you quit. What's this app called, first of all?
Well, I got about 5 different apps.
Okay.
Well, just because, you know, I needed to flip through it, right? I need something that I could keep busy because there was times where I just...
You were chewing gum big time?
Yeah. I probably spent probably the equivalent in gum than I would have with smokes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was... But, okay, so let's talk. Okay, so I have saved close to $328.
Show me the money!
And that would be, the time frame is now like February-ish, so a couple months.
Yeah. I'll post a picture of my stats on the Facebook
That's
machine.
Awesome, man. That's awesome.
I'll tell you what, though. It's the best thing ever. I feel way better. My wife actually loves me now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she'll kiss me, which is great.
Because you don't have smoke or gross breath.
Yeah. You know, my daughters will tell me that, you know, my breath doesn't stink every time they... getting close to me. So I mean it's a good thing. Healthy, saving money.
Well, congratulations, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
hit that bell.
We encourage all other Canadians listening and San Joseans and the Chinese people to stop what you're doing and listen.
Just say no.
Save money, live life.
Say no to tobacco.
That was good.
It's kind of a jingle.
I think it's jingle time.
It's the It's a Show Intern Army Jingle Project, and they've been working on this for quite some time, about 10 minutes. So, are you guys ready to roll?
Yep, let's do this.
At the sound of the bell, let it rip.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, it's a show.
That's it?
There's much more.
Okay, sorry, I thought that was it. Okay, good. It's going to be awesome.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, it's a show.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, my name is Curtis Hargrove. I'm 25 years old from Cold Lake, Alberta. I ran across Canada for the Solar Children's Hospital, raising $250,000. And I'm about to do another adventure. This is probably my last one, and I'm going to go out with a bang. Stay tuned to It's a Show for details to come.
You've heard his dulcet tones all episode long. It's now time, ladies and gentlemen, for a much anticipated Sparky Love Life update. 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 All right, man. We've been dying to know.
So on the episode titled Sparky's Farewell, we had in limbo a potential meetup. GA encouraged me to text said girl.
Yes. And this was 2 weeks ago.
Something like that, yeah. Because days prior to that taping, we were involved in 3-ish hours of constant back and forth texting.
Right.
She has long since disappeared and never resurfaced.
Oh. You're kidding.
No.
What?
She went into hiding. Maybe she witnessed a murder.
Maybe.
Maybe she just got intimidated by your deadly
awesomeness.
So what website did you?
Big deal. I met this one on Match.com. That has since expired because I'm not paying another $40 for that organization.
$40.
What about
you should give him some of your cigarette money so he can keep up on all these services.
I will donate my cigarette.
Put some money in the pocket.
Okay, so let me check in with the wife, though.
Okay.
She's...
Yeah, like you run all your purchases by her.
I know. I'm like,
so
yeah.
The only other option is the free options, which aren't really anything spectacular. There's your Plenty of Fish, POF as the kids call it.
Right.
Which, man, you should see some of the photos. Not good photos.
Oh, boy.
Not,
oh, boy. So that's the bottom feeders.
Yeah. It's like they're desperate, but too cheap to...
Yeah.
I guess that's why I'm on it. But
yeah.
And so anyways, I actually just locked up a gathering tomorrow. I like to call them gatherings because I don't want to say date. What is a date, really?
Yeah, dates are... Nah.
Well, you'll want to say date once you get one.
Well, yes. But this is a meetup.
Tell all your friends, I got a date.
This is a meetup.
Okay. It's a meetup,
and
yeah.
It's coffee tomorrow at Starbucks.
Is it a hookup or a meetup?
No, it's a meetup.
Is there a difference?
So which is this girl?
I haven't dated for a while.
Which is this girl?
This is a new... I'm not... Every other time I have talked about, I've said... And
so you're blaming
all failed.
Me. You're
they've
blaming me. You're
so
blaming
this,
me, and
this
it's
one,
a show for your disastrous.
Yeah.
This one's new. It was a recommendation from a friend. It's actually a friend's sister.
Okay. So this is a blind date.
She's like, you should date my sister. I was like, all right.
It's a semi-blind. It's like one eye.
Well, I know what she
looks
like.
It's a pirate date.
I know what she looks like. One I had eye. To reach out through contacts.
Pleasantly okay with the looks? It's okay.
Well, she's not hideous, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. No, I'm just saying. No,
we're just...
I'm not saying if hideous. I'm just saying, is she good looking? That's
so far, what I know, good looking.
Yep.
Intelligent. Apparently awesome. And that's going down tomorrow night. So that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to jinx it.
Until
I just
next
set
week.
It up. And it's
always
good.
A cliffhanger with him.
I don't...
can never get a climax.
So
neither can I.
Keep the conversation going on Facebook. It's a Show Podcast. You can hit us on Twitter at It's a Show Pod. And this would be kind of cool, I thought, if you could send us a quick pic of where you're listening from. City, town, what room in your house, office, cubicle, bathroom, we don't care. Maybe your vehicle when you're stopped, shoot a picture, a selfie, and let us know because I want to start an It's a Show listener experience gallery. It's a Show is trademarked and is produced in cooperation with the Toronto-based Sloan Baxter Agency. If you need creative intelligence and throw out the box thinking, find our team at SloanBaxter.com. See you next week. Thanks a lot, fellas.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow.
You're the good looks.
Yeah.
He's the talent.